Commissioner Williams, I understand you live on this road. I'm sure you've driven out and you've seen the, what that corner looks like.
I live quite a bit past it. Thank you.
Yep.
I don't live on Siler.
There were two that spoke out against it in the packet, and they came in a weekend after Branson Cedars had this monster truck rally. I mean, I was sickened by the stories of what I heard, and it sounds like there was terrible traffic on the road that weekend. But in the packet, there are 11 pages that were from cases dating back to the winter of 2020. They were essentially sent in by one neighbor saying, hey, we use these cases for an earlier case. Please log this as our objection to this additional case. So to say it again, almost 80% of the packet was written in objection to a totally different project with totally different arguments, but are included in that content. It's important to note that this content calls out compatibility as their biggest objection here. So, I'm here to talk about how this is the most compatible land use. NR1 is the most compatible land use, so compatibility is really, in my opinion, not an issue in this one. I spoke to the person who submitted this information after the meeting, super nice guy. He said that he didn't have this material sent in or couldn't get new material because he couldn't see the zoning signs. So the zoning signs were at the corners of the property, I believe. And so essentially, 80% of the packet was submitted by people that won't even drive by this property. And if I don't, we're talking about putting two houses here versus two houses here. If it's two houses here, 80% of the packet was submitted by people that won't even see these houses. In fact, I think it was two-thirds of the people contained, they didn't even live in Taney County, Missouri. They lived in Boone County, Arkansas. They don't pay taxes in Taney County, but somehow of the packet that was submitted to planning and zoning, two-thirds of those comments from the 2020 cases come from folks that actually live in Arkansas. I didn't go by the script last time, so I'm trying to stick to what I wrote here. The neighbor I spoke with, again, who submitted some material, hero, great guy. He made the point that when he moved in, he didn't sign up to live on a street that allowed nightly rentals. I completely sympathize with this viewpoint because before the Bass Pro Shooting Range was open to the public, so for years it was like you had to get a group, it's like a private events kind of thing. But as soon as it was open to the public, it's reached a level where you can almost feel it. It's unsettling when you're walking on this land and you hear this gunfire. So while I do respect the input of all neighbors, people who don't live in this blast zone don't have an appreciation for owning land that has constant noise pollution from the tourism in the area. The main objection from the Planning and Zoning Commission was that they really felt there was enough nightly rental zoning in this area, almost like it was too compatible, enough is enough. I don't foresee someone building their retirement home in this blast zone or buying land to hunt deer because in the blast zone, we've seen the number of wildlife go down significantly. From when before it was open to the public, I have, and went back and watched my trail cam videos, there was tons of deer. Now it's the deer are few or far between. The land does serve one good purpose, as the primary power line supporting most of the folks on Jones Road, they get their power because of an easement through my land from the power company. But unfortunately, my terrain is very hilly, so it provides little to no agricultural use. Therefore, me and some other neighbors, we realized that the gunfire doesn't scare off the guests, the people that are renting these nightly rental units. It's not scaring them off. So I believe it is the best, NR1 is the best land use. In fact, it's the only one I can come up with, right? I had to buy this land because I didn't want them to chop down the trees. And if you've seen what occurs on that corner at night over the years and what we're hearing from the neighbors, I worked for 2 years to acquire this piece of property. There was court cases, motions. Now it's happened. So I have the attitude that I'm doing a service for the neighborhood, right? And I know people will fight that, and I'm going to talk now about the objections from the folks on my street. So So there was one person who actually lives on my street that called out some concerns. I'd like to now address their concerns. So essentially, their concerns were if someone, you know, there's an entrance here, there'll be an entrance here, and then probably one entrance to these two houses. Their main concern was someone was going to miss those entrances, and they would drive down Siler Road and would use either turn around in their driveway or, you know, turn around in front of their house. And the other one was noise, that the additional folks are going to cause an increase in noise. So sincerely, I will do everything in my power to ensure that these neighbors don't even know these people are here. I'm building four houses evenly spaced out on 20 acres. So really the plan is that, and what my whole model is, I build houses that you can't see anybody else. Like up at the corner of the street, there's NR1 zoning. There's house on top of house on top of house. What I'm doing is completely different than that. That's not what I'm doing. So I'm here to support, respect all the neighbors, and make sure everything that I'm doing is going to increase the value for everyone on the street, and I'm not going to impact their lives negatively. The point that I'm trying to make is that allowing NR1 zoning in this area is not only in the best interest of my family, but in the interest of the county, as I've identified a way to clean up this property, and when I'm done with this, I'll have, you know, a couple million dollars invested in this land. And on some days, the gunfire is jarring. So, I have found a way to solve the problem. I'll put in a couple rental houses. I will make sure I haven't got any. We've got zero. Scott, have we had any complaints on that existing permit, sir?
No.
Yeah, we've had no complaints because there's no one by us. There's not a half. When we're done here, we're still talking. This nearest neighbor, multiple football fields away, right? So that's a football field between these two houses. So that's our whole point. We're building rentals. You can't see anybody else. So any questions? Sorry, I kind of got long in the tooth there.
You spoke of pine trees and such. The rentals, am I to assume that there's trees all around them?
Yeah, so if you zoom in right here, the grandmother of the folks that sold this property planted these pine trees. And in fact, there's a private road in Oakmont. Her family originally planted these pine trees, and they're absolutely gorgeous. So what's happening is the gentleman who was living here with no power, no nothing, he was starting to... for wood in the winter, he was chopping down some pine trees, and furthermore, he built a road into this neighbor's property, was cutting down trees on their property. They were the ones telling me that. So now they are coming out saying, hey, and I didn't do a good job of communicating with them to say, look, I'm only building two houses, nothing to fear, but they were the ones that told me, like, yes, get rid of it, we have to do something, there has to be a change here. They've made other accusations that I don't want to make public today. Suffice to say, this is a better situation for everyone who actually lives on Siler Road.
Scott, can you click on the parcel next to it?
You click on it?
Yeah. Okay. Is that the email you got?
Yeah, they were the one that just came in. I think you handed it to me when I walked in, Scott.
Yeah, we got this morning.
This morning.
7:54.
Yep.
I think is when I received it.
Okay. And she again brought up buffers as your concern. I don't know if you can measure this, Scott, but I don't think a house is even actually going to go here. I mean, the buffer is a concern, but we're talking multiple football fields.
From here?
Yeah, from here. And there's the house over there.
Well, I think their house is right there.
Who owns that?
So that's three. That's three football fields.
Who is it?
It's owned by a really nice woman and her. I believe it's her kids that live on the property. Yes.
Is that a Terry Savory?
Savoy.
Yes.
Savoy.
And I made the mistake. I thought I was communicating with the neighbor. I didn't realize that Mrs. Savoy didn't live here. Lived there. And it was her children. In fact, I've been working with the Savoys. There's a neighbor right here.
I bought this piece of land solely as a buffer from this neighbor. I went to that neighbor and said, you know what, you can have fun with it, you do trails. I bought this land and I signed a contract with them that I will not build on this land for like a certain number of years because I am so concerned about making everyone on the street happy. Like I don't want to do something that's going to piss somebody off or impact their life. So I bought it from the Savoys, that piece of land, to ensure privacy over here. So just like they don't want to be bothered, I don't want to bother them. I mean, people rent these rentals because they feel like they're out in the Ozarks.
And you don't think someone coming there to stay, not used to neighborhood, heard, if they heard a lot of gunfire and everything, you don't think that would deter them?
I am shocked that we haven't gotten any complaints on the gunfire. So when we started building, like we were done building, then all of a sudden it was open to the public, and I was like freaking out. And I thought it was going to be a big issue. We've actually gotten zero complaints. And it's jarring to me when I walk around up there. Like I don't know how, but that's what I can't figure out. I'm like, you know what, this is perfect for NR1 because someone's not going to go build their... I wouldn't. I can't speak for everybody. I wouldn't go build my dream home in the blast zone. I mean, so the stations, they're all downhill from here. So you're at the top of a hill, and it's, I don't know if it's the angle of the way they're firing them when these stations are set up. It is so loud.
Now, where you said the shooting range was, were you pointed?
Yes, ma'am.
Scott, can you show us where that shooting range actually is? Isn't it across that road?
Here's some stands. You want me to zoom in on that parcel?
Yeah, I think there could be
they're some. Mainly all, they're
that's
all,
main.
They're all right down here to the down. Keep going down.
No, they're there.
They're all right there, and then right there is their skeet going up.
If you go down, there's more stations down here. I don't know if they added the stations, and that's why it's getting so loud, but now they're down. There's one there.
I could be wrong. I believe that's all under construction right now.
No, they're out there firing, sir. They're out there blasting.
Do you know what kind of guns they shoot with?
So they you know what?
Are they, is it clay pigeons that they're shooting?
It's all shotguns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind zooming out?
Out?
Yeah.
Scott, can you tell, I understand the terrain makes a huge difference and everything, but mile-wise, can you tell the distance from the shooting range to there? And I know sound travels in a different way. But
is Current Helm or just the center, or say the center of this parcel?
Yeah.
To their main structure is 4,700 feet, probably a little over 3/4 of a mile. I turned 5,260 feet.
There's like a valley. I'm at 1,360. They're at like 1,330. So I think it's something like that. And I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. But I think it's part of it is just the way, you know, maybe I'm up on a hill and they're up on a hill a little bit.
That's not as far as I thought. I'm looking at the map, I thought it looked a lot further. On down the hill, the lady said that she could hear the rapid, they were calling it rapid firing. How far would her house be, Scott? I can't remember her name. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I do not.
The lady that spoke.
So she is the one that wrote the last minute letter, and she's, if I remember, the one that was in person, the last? Yeah. So yes, that is the Savoy family. So she's even farther than I am. But for whatever reason, particularly on this new lot, I mean it's very loud.
I'm not trying to just blame. I love Big Cedar. Like that's why I come to this street. Like, and people made a comment about, well, I'm worried someone's going to drive by my house. To be honest with you, I found out about this street because I was renting at Branson Cedars, and I drove down. I'm like, this is the most amazing place ever. Like, I want to get a piece of land here. I mean, so I sympathize with them saying that. I would think, I know when I, if I'm visiting a place, I'm driving slowly down this road. In fact, I believe it's the locals that are, you know, flying up and